Hello friends and welcome back to the future of UX. What does the new ChatGPT-4 updates mean for us designers? This is what we will tackle in this episode. But first of all, welcome to the podcast where we explore the latest trends and innovations in user experience design. I'm your host, Patricia Reiners, and in this episode, we are going to talk about, yes, definitely one of the most exciting developments in the world of AI, and this is ChatGPT-4, so the new update that got released a few weeks ago. But before we are starting with the news and the infos, I have a little announcement, or maybe you've already heard that from my last episode. For those of you who want to dive deeper into the topic of AI, especially for designers, and learn how to use ChatGPT, Midjourney, and all those AI tools. So for everyone who really wants to understand the potential and, yeah, really learn about AI, I have something for you, because on April the 19th and 20th, I will be hosting a live two-day webinar event on the topic of AI for Designer 101. And the event will be live, remote, but of course everyone will also receive the recording in case you can't make it or just want to re-watch it. And during this live event, we will take a deep dive into what AI means for designers. The event consists of 6 modules with 3 modules per evening. And we will start with the basics of AI, including what it is, what you need to know to really understand what's going on. We will explore how you can prepare yourself and future-proof your career. And we will take a closer look at popular design tools, like I already mentioned, ChatGPT, Midjourney, Adobe Firefly, and more. And we will filter out how to best use them as a designer. We will explore AI design techniques and ways to integrate AI, as well as really looking into ethical issues and risks. And this webinar will give you the comprehensive overview that you need to be up to date, as well as provide you with a shortcut to AI knowledge for designers. We are at the beginning of a really big revolution that will change a lot, especially in the creative and tech industry. So it's important to be prepared and continue learning to be ready for what lies ahead. And therefore, join me, continue to educate yourself, and I'm really looking forward to having you in this event. But I also, like I already mentioned in the last episode, the spots are limited. So yeah, be quick. If you find that interesting, sign up, secure your spot. You can find more information in the description box. I added the link there with basically everything you need to know, so check it out, and I can't wait to see you there. Okay, now let's get started with the content with ChatGPT-4. So as UX designers, we know that natural language processing is an absolute crucial component of creating effective user experiences. And ChatGPT-4 is a language model developed by OpenAI that has been trained on a massive data set of text. It's capable of generating human-like responses to text prompts and making it an absolutely powerful tool for creating conversational interfaces, chatbots, and other AI-powered applications. I already did 2 other podcast episodes about the topic of ChatGPT, and especially about what kind of prompts to input ask for, or what kind of prompts are helpful for us as UX designers. So how can you use this tool and how can you integrate it in your design workflow? So make sure to check it out if you haven't listened to it yet. In this episode, we will take a closer look at ChatGPT-4 and its new features and discuss what they mean for us as designers. We're also going to explore how ChatGPT-4 can be used to create more effective and engaging user experiences. So, I would say, first of all, quick introduction for everyone who's new here, who's not following all the new tools and things that are happening at the moment. Most important question, what is ChatGPT-4? So ChatGPT-4 or general ChatGPT is a language model developed by OpenAI, one of the leading AI research organizations in the world. It builds on the success of previous versions of the model. So they're like with everything, different versions, different updates, which have been used for a variety of tasks, including text completion, language translation, questions answering, summarizing text, analyzing. So basically everything you can think of that are text-based. And at its core, ChatGPT-4 is a machine learning algorithm. And that has been trained on a massive data set of text. The model uses this data set to learn patterns and relationships between words and phrases, allowing it to generate human-like responses to text prompts. And what sets ChatGPT-4 apart from previous version of the model is its ability to handle longer text sequences and more complex tasks. So there is a huge improvement. It's also capable of generating coherent and contextually relevant responses to a wide range of prompts, from simply, you know, questions to make complex conversation scenarios. And I want to go through four things that are new in ChatGPT-4 that I think are super interesting for us as UX designers, and that we really need to have a closer look at, and that I think are super, super, super revolutionary. So let's talk about the new features of ChatGPT-4. Yeah, and I have four interesting features that I want to talk about. And I would say let's get started with the first new feature, which is improved natural language processing. Sounds really complex, but in the end, it's actually pretty simple. It's just stands for improvements. ChatGPT-4 has been trained on a massive data set of text, right? Already with the people who used the latest version. And this really means that it's better than ever, of course, at understanding and processing natural language. So there is a huge improvement. This makes it super powerful for creating conversational interfaces, chatbots, and other AI-powered applications. So there is a lot of improvement actually happening, which I found really interesting, and it gets really obvious if you compare the different versions. Let's come to point number two. And this is better text completion, because ChatGPT-4 is capable of generating longer and more coherent text sequences than previous versions of the model. You can, first of all, input longer text, but also the output of the text is much, much longer. And this is a huge game changer, right? If you compare it to just like really shorter phrases, or if you can almost input a whole book. This makes it ideal for tasks such as text completion, summarization, which are often used in UX design, thinking about research, thinking about meetings, thinking about really basically summarizing content. Okay, let's come to point number three, which is almost, I leave the best for the end, but this is already a pretty good one. And this is image processing. Huge game changer, because one of the most exciting new features for me of ChatGPT-4 is its ability to process and analyze images. It was also demonstrated on the OpenAI co-founder event, where the co-founder Greg Brockman did a sketch on, I think it was a napkin or a piece of paper or something like that. He photographed it, inserted it to ChatGPT-4, and the system analyzed it and generated HTML and JavaScript code for the website. And that within seconds. Crazy. This integration of image and text opens up new possibilities for ChatGPT, particularly, you know, thinking about UX design, thinking about creating interfaces, thinking about creating different kind of prototypes, interactive prototypes, moving really quickly from a first sketch to a fully functional HTML website that you can test, where you can do research on. So super interesting new features that opens up a lot of possibilities for UX design. Let's come to point number 4, and this is definitely my favorite one and the biggest game changer, which are plugins. You've probably already heard about it. ChatGPT 4 comes with a new plugin feature. Still on waiting list, so you need to, if you have the paid version, you still need to go on the, like, sign up for the waiting list, and at some point you can use the plugins, which allow users to, or also you, to extend the functionality of the model by adding custom plugins. So what does this mean for your UX design? I would say ChatGPT has the potential to become the new Google search. Why that? With the plugins, you, or like the user, can do everything with one interface. So you can ask the, you can ask ChatGPT, I need to fly to London on Friday. What is the biggest flight? He looks for flights using the booking.com plugin, for example. Then you say, but I also need an umbrella in red. He looks online at with the Zalando plugin or with other plugins. I don't know which one is currently available there. Looks for the best umbrella. Then you buy it with the Klarna app, and you don't really need to leave that interface. ChatGPT does everything for you, and you don't need to go on the websites of either Booking or Klarna or Zalando. So you have everything in one interface. And this is a huge game changer. For the user, really convenient. You have just one flow. Everything happens very naturally just by typing in text what you need. The system does everything for you. And you don't need to switch between different websites. Yeah, there is a lot coming. I can already say that to you. So if you get a chance, try it out. Get your fingers on it, because this will change a lot. Yes. So all of these features make ChatGPT 4 super powerful, also for your UX designers. A lot of options to create engaging and effective user experiences, focusing less on websites and more on either integrating ChatGPT as part of your system, thinking about what Figma does currently, what Unity does, what OnCyber, for example, does, all the integration where you use ChatGPT as part of a text input model in your system, or with a plugin that everything goes through ChatGPT and you don't need to leave that website, right? So because everything goes through one user flow. Super interesting. So for everyone who wants to dive a little bit deeper into that, like I already mentioned in the beginning, don't forget to sign up for the webinar. If that's interesting to you, I think amazing opportunity to learn more and to really get the foot in the door when it comes to AI as a designer. Super important for us to understand what is going on and to really prep yourself for what is about to come. Okay, I hope this was helpful to you. Thank you so much for listening, and hear you in the future, my friends.